Here she is.
Good morning. My name is Nadine. How are you doing today?
We're doing good. So you got prizes.
Yes, sir. I will actually be the one.
Are we on speaker phones? Or?
No, maybe it could have been because she was transferring the call to me. Do you still hear like a feedback coming back on your phone?
Let me see. Okay, I guess it's gone now.
Okay. Hi, I hear, is that the missus? Hi, my name's Nadine.
Yeah, that's...
Okay. Well, listen, I understand that you guys have had some experiences on pay-per-clicks and so forth. I don't want to get into the whole, like, throwing salt on the wound. Want to kind of go over what we offer and our pricing, and if it's something you guys feel that it's beneficial, then we can always go from there. If not, we part as friends. I think that's fair say. So...
because she asked our names and says she's looking at the website. Well, if you're looking at the website, then you know our names.
That's interesting. I apologize that she said that. If it's on your website, then yeah, then your name should be on there. I mean, she should know that.
She was looking at it.
Yeah, I see the Yelp profile. I'm actually clicking into your website. So, now, just to clarify, because there's a link on the Yelp page, but when I click on it, it doesn't even open up the website. It's stshauling.com. That's the hyperlink that's on the Yelp page, but it doesn't open up.
No wonder.
Okay.
We got rid of Yelp because they said, oh, we get this going right away, and then all of a sudden it's going to be 6 months. It's going to be 8 months. We got to get your Google reviews up. We got to, and like I told the other lady, I'm not paying thousands of dollars to see I have this many clicks or interactions to the website.
You want calls.
Because they look at it, I want results.
See, yeah.
I can sit there all day long and eat peanut butter crackers because I'm not working and look at clicks and click it myself. But we spent probably over $5,000 with different people promising things that we have not got one job off of.
Wow.
I mean, I paid $100 to have my ad put on a TV at a restaurant and landed a $12,500 job we done in 3 days. That's reasonable.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That was definitely a good return, right? That's good. I see, so there's a couple of different, like I see you guys listed on Nextdoor, MapQuest. I just did a quick search for the company by name. It'll show me, like, you know, what's currently out there. And I do that because, to be very transparent with you both, I don't want to offer you something that you already have, because that doesn't make any sense. You guys do have a Google Business profile. I don't know if you're aware, but your website, it's not attached on there either. Do you guys have access to your Google Business profile page? Because you should be able to add your link
you
on
just
there.
The website that you just mentioned is, I deleted that website. So the website
okay.
we have now is actually for septic tank because we're getting into septic business.
Oh, nice. Okay. So the STS Hauling and Tractor, that one shows you guys with 7 5-star reviews. Are you still operating it under the same name, just kind of switching gears?
Yes.
To the septic tank?
Yeah,
okay.
Change the website. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would suggest maybe adding the link, since you have access to that profile, you know, that you can still add your link in there to the new website. What's the new website under? Because I'm still not seeing it. I see Yahoo. I see all these different directories you're on.
The website's STS Hauling and Septic.
Okay, I think I just found it. Let me see if this is it. Leslie and Shannon?
That's two of us, yes, but my husband.
Okay, that's Steve and Josh?
Josh.
Okay, mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
We're a family business, so that's my son.
I was just going to say, is this a family business? I love this. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, now, do you guys ever go on Facebook at all? You use Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something that I would offer you guys, and this is just based off of the notes, and I'm going to explain how it works like this, okay? The local map section of Google is only going to target the zip code where you're verified, and it's only going to target what Google says is your local area, 5 to 10 miles. That's what it covers, okay? In order for you to be found outside of that is by one of two ways. You either run a Facebook ads campaign or you run a Google ads campaign. I don't recommend the Google ads for you guys to start with. What I would recommend is our package that includes the Google and Facebook marketing. Now, we don't charge you per click because we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. We allocate a certain amount of that flat rate to your ads campaign that we're managing. So we're actually the ones that incur the click fees. So you're not going to have additional click fees, in other words. Basically, this package, I would offer it to you guys at a new in business rate. What you would be looking at is $249 a month with just a one-time $99 setup fee. It would make the initial investment $348 to get it started. You guys pay $249 every month after that. No contracts. It's a month-to-month program. You're grandfathered into that rate, which means it doesn't change on you. No matter how many calls you get, no matter how many times they click on your Facebook ad, you're still paying that flat rate, and that's whether you were with us 6 months or 6 years. However, that would include us optimizing the Google business profile that you have now. It would include us optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there by your keywords and your search terms. We do content creation on Bing. It includes the Facebook ads. So when someone performs a search for your services on Google, but let's say they didn't call you guys and now they're on Facebook and they're looking at pictures or stories, they're going to be retargeted with your ad. That also helps you reach more new potential clients. The retargeting is that constant reminder, like, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. So when they click on your ad, they're calling you guys directly. Or if you want them to go straight to your website, we could set it up like that too. Okay? The Facebook ads, just so you guys know, for future reference, those will target up to a 50-mile radius. So from the $249, what we do is we take $100 of it and we allocate it to your Facebook ads that we're managing. I'll be honest, Facebook ads surprisingly have a higher conversion rate than Google ads, and they're not as expensive, I would say. They're a little bit more reasonable as far as when it comes to what you have to allocate, because Google ads, you got to allocate at the very least $300 in order for you to even get any type of a good conversion. And that's just the reality of it because it's Google, so it's going to be more expensive. And then, of course, we want to ensure that this website is attached wherever your business is listed. And we cover the mobile platform. So, you know, whenever anyone's using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, well, we would be making sure that they see you guys listed on that first page. This package.
Now, how long does it take for the setup?
That's a great question. So, like, let's just kind of give you an example, right? You start today, okay? We get everything set up. We go over, you know, some notes for my technician. Typically, what I like to do is schedule the client interview, if not the same day, by the following day, which it's the weekend, so then you're pushing it out to Monday. I will say this, the sooner you get through the client interview, the faster we're moving too. Now, of course, with Facebook, it's a business Facebook page you guys have, right? I was trying to see if I could pull it up. I wasn't seeing it. Okay. Okay. So what you would guys, what you both would do is just add us on as managers to your Google business profile and to your Facebook page. So that way we can optimize the Google business profile, manage it. And we were just managing the Facebook ads. You guys continue to hold the ownership to your profiles. We're just admins, managers, okay? So with the timeline, if you did your client interview today, your timeline starts 5 to 7 days. You're listed in the directories, and you can start logging in to your client dashboard to track your results with us. 7 to 14 days is when the Facebook ads are live. Those are visible. Now, what we state in our terms and conditions, and we send this to you in writing, okay, along with your invoice. the first page placement on Google, our promise is always, it's always going to be 45 to 60 days. That's always going to be our promise. Now, have I seen it happen sooner mm-hmm. sometimes? Yes, I have. But I'm still going to promise you 45 to 60 days because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver, okay? There is a chance it could happen sooner for you because you guys already have the Google Business Profile. It's not like we're having to do all that, all those steps, right? But again, I'm still going to say 45 to 60 days. I'd rather be safe.
What about our Google reviews we already have? Can they be transferred over?
So
that's
here's
the website though.
You have Google reviews on the old website. Well, you guys have only had one Google Business Profile page, right? You've never had like two of them. Yeah. Okay.
No. So changes the name of it, but it's still the same page.
Okay, perfect. So let me tell you what we can do to help you guys, like, simplify it, right, for you guys to get more reviews. Okay, reviews are like the modern-day word of mouth. It's not like back in my time, and you're probably going to know my age right now. My dad used to call, you know, one of his best friends, or he would call my uncle, hey, do you know a plumber or whatever, right? That's how we did it, mm-hmm. you know, during my time when I was younger. Well, nowadays, everybody's stuck on their phone. So everybody's online,
yeah.
you know. Which kind of drives mm-hmm. me crazy. At the dinner table, no phones allowed. I don't care how old my kids are. Mm-hmm. They laugh at me. And I'm like, no, you're at our dinner table, your phones get put away. Like, we eat dinner and we conversate with one another. So basically, in your client dashboard, there's a way where you could either set it up to send out text messages or emails, right? You can input your previous client's email or phone number, and it'll actually send them a link to leave a review for you. We can create you even a little tiny
kind of like
URL.
Amazon, when you get an email. Yeah.
I know.
Like
I
Amazon,
I've been getting those two for products.
They, yeah.
for products you buy.
Yeah.
I know. I bought some plates. Let me tell you, I took them. I sent them right back because I was helping a friend with her wedding, and she wanted these, like, not to get off subject, but she wanted these clear, foo-foo type of looking plates, and I'm like, girl, we're having barbecue. You know what I mean? And you want some fancy swancy plate that's plastic and the food's going to be hot. So I bought these plates off of Amazon that apparently had good reviews. I opened it up. I told my husband, tape it back up. I'm sending it back. These are so flimsy. Like, there's no way. You're going to have tri-tip and ribs, you know what I mean, on this plate, and it's not going to work. But they asked to leave a review, and I said they were horrible. Like, these were the worst plates ever. I don't know who ordered them previous, but they were saying great reviews. Well, I don't know. I don't know what plates they got, but it weren't these ones.
As far as your customers in the past, what has been the success rate off of what y'all are doing?
I would say our client satisfaction rate, you know, out of 5 is about a 4.9. On our Google reviews, we're a 4.2. We have over 1,000 reviews. So, you know, I'll be transparent. We've been in business now going on 20 years. It'll be this December, right? Our success mm-hmm. is off of the success of our clients, right? As long as you're making back what you're investing with us, right, and you're getting that and more, because obviously that's always the goal, that's going to equal our success. So within our company, you actually have a team that's dedicated to your account. When you guys have updates, changes, questions, concerns, the team's here to assist you with all of it, right? Our team is highly mm-hmm. trained and certified. We, in fact, had to jump through hoops just to be a channel partner to Google. So we had to demonstrate the ad skills, the net spend. And so that's how we maintain our partnership. Or the badge that we have.
Now, another question. You talking about somebody calling Monday. Is this going to be one of those things where you got to set a time aside to meet with a conference call once a month type deal?
This, I'll tell you how our process works, okay? So let's say you want to move forward, right? That client mm-hmm. interview, see, the magic doesn't happen with me. The magic's going to happen in that client interview when you're talking with my technician, because basically what I'm doing is setting up the account here with us, okay? We are not going to create you a new Google profile page, just an FYI. We are going to manage the one that you guys currently have. I see a lot of companies that make that mistake. They sign up with someone, and when they finally come with us, I mean, I was talking to one guy that had like three different Google business profiles because he worked with three different companies, and each one made him a new one, which if they knew what they were doing, they would have never done that. They would have known to manage the one that he had. So in the client interview, that usually I block out an hour. It takes about 30 or 40 minutes, depending on how many questions or details you guys have too. It could take a little bit longer. But in the client interview, basically what's happening is my technician's going to re-verify everything I noted because they want to make sure that I listed everything correctly. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads, okay? They're going to talk to you about your keywords. They're going to talk to you about the areas that we're targeting. So they go over way more in detail because they're the ones that are highly trained and certified in that. I'm just what's considered the lead on the account. That's my role. My job.
The reason I was asking, baby, the monthly session is that what company was it, baby? Anyway, they would tell us to be home on this day at this time, and I would knock off. I'd schedule that day off. But getting off early.
Yeah.
And go sit by the phone, and these people wouldn't call. And
then I would be frustrated.
And we never talked to the same person twice. So that person got fired for, and one of them really had an attitude when they, because they said it was a contract. I said, well, you breached the contract if there was one because you're the second one. Then we had a third one. Finally, I just told them, oh, you do what you got to do. I'm not paying another dime. And,
I'm sorry that happened.
$800 a month.
Oh my God. What were they including?
One-year contract for $800 a month.
That's a lot of money to be investing. That's a lot. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. That's a whole lot of money to be investing on something like that.
And even the, even the manager of the place, that when we called back to talk to him or whatever it was, she was going through, he was going through a sex change. I don't hate that junk, but anyway, we called back to talk to him and we couldn't even reach him no more or her.
Oh, wow.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But,
I'm really...
I mean, it just kind of pushed me away from advertising. It just got, it was just one big headache. And it just gets in your pockets. And Bidenomics isn't working for me.
I hear you. I told my husband the other day, look, it's one or the other. Either we eat out or we eat at home. But we're not doing both. It's getting expensive. You know what I mean? I mean, it's in our days now in economy. And so I understand, like, that's quite a lot to be investing and for a year. We prefer to do the month to month because we would rather earn your business and that you stick around for a long time because you're getting results and it's working, not because you're committed on a contract. The only thing that we'll ask is for you to stick it out 2 months because as I shared the timeline with you, that's the best way for you to really compare your results from 1 month to the next, right? And I tell business owners this that I mean, you can imagine how many I talk to today. I had one guy yesterday and what he did was tree services. Actually, he was in Dallas, Texas and, you know, he's had some pretty bad experiences with marketing. Invested a lot of money and he's a very new business and he's just like, you know, Nadine, I could try it for 1 month. And I said, you know what, if that's all you can do, I would rather that you save your money, okay, generate some more revenue first, and when this isn't being looked at as another bill, then we can revisit it. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to generate another bill. I always want someone to look at it as being an investment. And if that's what it's going to do to you.
$200 a month is not the issue. If I got one phone call off of it that resulted in a job, that covers the advertising.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know,
and that's what it sounds like.
We didn't get one call. We didn't get one call off these other people. So.
How long were you with them? Do you mind if I ask?
Oh, Lord, 4 months on that one before we got tired of having a different person and not getting called. We had to call them and get to run around to talk to them on the, something they scheduled. And then they thought we didn't have it wrote down. I said, we wrote it down because you scheduled it.
Yeah, we don't do anything like, we don't tell you, listen, you need, we're going to call you at this day, at this time. Like, basically, I'll tell you how we operate as far as like with our customer service department. So there's a team, right? As I mentioned, that's dedicated to your account. Whenever you have updates, changes, questions, concerns, you're going to contact customer service. Okay. Now, there are times where they're not available at that moment when you call. We always say give them 24 hours, but pretty much we're pretty good about having our techs call you back right away because we know sometimes things are urgent, right? It needs to get changed or I'm having an issue on something. I can't log into my client dashboard, whatever the issue is, right? We pride ourselves in customer service because we got to make sure that you're also being successful and that we're doing everything on our end to make that happen. Do you see what I'm saying? So we're not going to tell you, listen, I need you to be home at this time. There's times where we have called someone for their client interview because typically I do the introduction with a technician. I like doing that because I've already built a rapport with you. I kind of want to do that introduction with the technician. And so there's been times where I've called someone like, hey, it's time for your client interview. Are you ready? And they're like, listen, Edine, I got stuck on a job. Can you guys call me back at XY time, right? Sure, not a problem. We'll call you back. You know what I mean? We're not going to tell you, no, the appointment's right now, and you need to stop what you're doing. Like, I get it as a business owner, and especially in your industry, sometimes things come up. There's a job, you got to go, you know? So we're still going to keep that open line of communication. We're really big on that, and I tell even new clients and clients previously, you know, there's got to be an open line of communication, okay, because that's what's going to help us help you be successful. If you're not telling us that you're wanting to run a promotion for the month, I mean, we're not going to know. So keep that line of communication, you know, and that's basically how it all works.
Yeah.
Hopefully that kind of answers, you know, any of your concerns. Yeah, of course.
Whenever you do schedule, even like if we decide to do this and you schedule it for Monday, do both of us have to be on the phone?
Whatever you prefer. It could either be him, okay. It could be you, it could be both of you, which either one of you.
Well, she's
whatever you prefer.
1%, so that's where she's 51% because
I tell my husband.
Business, but it's woman owned.
Yeah.
I love, you know what? I am not even going to lie. So, I have spoken this week to 3 women-owned businesses. Now, it's husband and wife, right? But for some reason, we're like, it's women-owned. My husband
and
I go ahead.
I just retired from teaching also. So
oh,
just starting in June of this year, I've had more time to, like, be involved.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So, wow. Congratulations on the retirement. And you guys aren't on vacation right now?
No.
No, I'm working. But, yeah,
aww.
We do it that way because we like the city or county to bid on jobs to do their work. You know, women and minority get first bids. And so it just makes it easier being a female-owned business.
And I love the fact that it's family owned. So, you know, I see when it's a family owned business is a legacy that's going to be handed down, right? My husband and I used to have a catering business years ago. This was before he had gotten sick. And I wish our kids would have taken it over, but at that time, it just made more sense to kind of let it go so I could focus on him to get him better because he was going through chemo and all that. And I had to make him the priority, you know, at that time and just working because it was just a side gig. So doing that and working a regular 9-to-5 job and then also, you know, dealing with all the doctor's appointments and the chemo treatments, it was just too much, you know, so I'm like, okay, the Lord told me this is where your focus needs to be at. But it was all, you know.
Yeah.
All for good reasons.
Leslie, do you want to give her your number and have her call you back? I'm getting ready to be in the dead zone.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to let Leslie make all the decisions on this.
Okay.
And me, so far, if it's not going to be a run and it's no contract, I have no fears of trying it 2 or 3 months. And if it results.
Yeah. The only
thing. 45 to 60 days, I'd like to see it on the Facebook and be able to look it up on Google. And it comes up on front page.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's always going to be our goal, that we're making sure you're there at that moment when they're searching for your services, not for your company by name. And, you know, if at the end of the day you guys just feel like, hey, this isn't for us anymore, whatever the case may be, I mean, it's just a call 3 business days before your billing is due. We part as friends. You hold ownership to your profiles even during the whole time. And again, I'll ask you to stick it out 2 months. You know, but you pay monthly. So, if you want me to call you back, Leslie.
Number and she's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Before he's in the dead zone.
We're on a 3-way call, and he.
Oh my Lord!
He has the main phone on a 3-way call.
Yeah, I'm the glue, and I know when I lose signal, I'm losing everybody.
He's all you done. What's your number, Leslie?
704-425-0591.
Okay. Would it be okay to call you back right now?
Yes.
We're getting there.
Okay.
I love you, baby. Y'all enjoy. Just let me know what you're doing, and that's fine with me.
Have a blessed weekend.
Right.
I'll call you right now, Leslie. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
I'll call you back on the way back, baby.